4 CBA mobile.
I'm setting at home. W2T stationary.
I'm glad you're glad, and hope you're having a good day, Rusty.
I'm having a good day. Got several things done. Taken and, got my antenna ready to go up in the air. I got to get almost ready. I got it soldered together like it needs to be, and now I got to go get me a some of that liquid tape to put on after I after I get the regular tape on it for outdoors, so that it won't won't get water down in the coax. You know, that type of thing, and then I got to get somebody over here to help me hang it. How about that?
That sounds like a wiener. Yeah, I bought some of that that liquid electrical tape, and I like it. And I used it on, I guess when I put up the Wyndham, I used it when I hooked up the coax to the bottom end of the vallum, and so anyway, as well as I put some electrical tape on it first and then did that, but anyway, so everything seems to be going good with the antenna. I'm real happy with it. When are you going to put yours up?
I got a G5RV that somebody gave me, and I'm going to put it up as a second antenna so I can have it just in case I have troubles with my loop, and it's just kind of a secondary antenna. I'm going to run both of them up there for a while, and I don't know until I actually get some more wire to redo the loop, and then I'll rebuild the loop.
Okie doke. Well, how does that loop antenna work for you? Does it work pretty good?
Good. This one, because of the cut of it, it allows me to tune everything from 10 through 160. And if I just bypass the tuner, it seems to work on 6 meter also, some part of the 6 meter band. So that seems to work good too.
It never keeps it up, though.
Say, Tom, I missed that.
N0TR. I say, he never keeps it up. It's so dang long, it gets blown down all the time. Well, I shouldn't say anything, but mine's been up about, 6 years now, my Carolina Wyndham, and it finally broke when I told the neighbor the other day. I said, I'm surprised that windstorm didn't get it, and 2 days later, one half of it let go, but I have a super loop up, so I'm good on that. Good afternoon, Dave. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, I was just letting you get it out of your system there, and good afternoon, Tom, again. We've already talked once, and also, anyway, you must be on your way. You and Bernice must be on your way somewhere, so that's good to hear and all, but anyway, but Dave, are you on your way to tennis this afternoon?
Was. I'm headed home. I've been over at my youngest daughter's, helping her with the grandbabies.
To the fruit market and got some tomatoes. They got some peaches in that come up from Columbia, and they said at the end of the month there'll be regular peaches. And then I went to Lowe's, and so I did not take Bernice with me. I just went by myself, and I wore a mask, and I wore gloves, and I didn't get near anybody. I was looking for a motion light, but I couldn't make up my mind.
Lights that come on out front of the house at night, and I want to look at getting me some of those motion lights to put up or something else. Because I think some of the noise I'm getting is an offshoot of these little low-power lights And because it seems like when they're not on, I don't have the noise. When they come on, I have the noise, and so it picks it up. But hey, it is what it is, and we'll figure it out and go from there. Go ahead, Dave.
D4 CBA. Well, my wife bought some bulbs that detect motion, and I tell you, these things are something else. And So that's what we're using. Actually, the neighbor behind me, one of the neighbors behind me, complained because we leave our floodlights on all night, or we did, and just for safety. And he complained about it. I got these motion sensing bulbs, and they work really well.
This is Gerald TR. Well, what failed on it, and I bought it from Costco, and it's pretty good light. I think they were $40 or $49. I'm not sure. It's been a while, 6 months. And it failed, and then it kept on. Well, I feel the same way about, like your neighbor. I don't like to leave them on and bother my neighbors. But I have enough other motion lights, and two of them are actually video type that go to a recording, and they follow you. But this one's just a utility type light out on the tin barn by the chicken house. And I don't want to give $80 or, well, some of them were as cheap as $32, $59, in that area. So, this one, the head on it failed, the infrared sensing, so I took it apart. It's all surface mount technology, of course, and I couldn't see anything wrong. So I just took the guts out of it and put it to where I can wire it up, hardwired. So I think I'll just put it back up there and just turn it on off with the switch, Dave, because I have other lights, and I don't really need that one particularly. Go ahead, Rusty.
It's just a want, and it's convenient and all that other good stuff. And I have a front porch light on my porch, and I turn it on before I go out at night. But I've got some of these little lights that come on, you know, that are on a timer, and they come on when I set it to come on, and they go off when I set it to go off. And they're low voltage, but they've been on this. This set's been installed here for 20-some years, so I got a feeling it might be wearing out, and it's time to replace it, and I don't want to go that route again, so I'm going to look around and see what I want. I haven't decided yet, but it's one of those things to do when I get around to it, you know, and I don't have any extra around to it right now, so it's going to have to wait. Go ahead, Dave.
But I'll give you, it's in the drawer, in the dresser, next time I see you. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to jump out of here. My car says I've got 17 miles to empty, and I think I'll just go ahead and fill her up. I push a bad position. I got some fuel up here. Let's see how much it is. $1.24 a gallon, so that's not too bad. I can live with that. So I'll be out of here for a few minutes. Y'all carry on. KB4CBA.
This is N0TR. Yeah, that's like stealing, isn't it? I was talking to W1RAR the other day, and Rich said that oil on the market was minus $37. I don't know how they figured that, but I had seen that it was down around zero. But, I just give $1.29 at Quick Trip on the way down there. I thought, well, I'm going by there. I might as well fill it up. But, and by the way, Dave, I always use gloves in a filling station because I don't know of anything else that's handled as much as a filling station is, other than a doorknob, I guess. But Rusty and I was talking about that the other day. So I always keep a pair of gloves in the back here. Well, Rusty, I'm not too far from home. Maybe 3 to 5 minutes out, crossing Lake Cunningham. This is 0GR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Okay, W22. Well, I hope Dave's going to actually stop that car before he gets out instead of jumping out while it's moving. That could be painful, and, you know, it could leave a bruise, as they say, but that's another one of those stories. But anyway, yeah, well, you know, it's, like you say, the light comes on automatically. That's a convenience, and, you know, conveniences are just that, convenience, and you get it, and you hope it does something good, and you go from there. So anyway, but know what you're talking about there. But glad you got some, did you get some of those peaches from that stand?
No, this is the first day they had them, they said. They were, of course, clings. That's all you're going to get anywhere early on. But they was hard as a golf ball, and, they was fairly small peaches, very dark red, and they hadn't had any reports on how good they were, but I'm sure you'd have to wait for quite a while to, you know, for them to ripe, but it'd be worth trying. Clean peaches are, I think they got even better flavor than the Freestone, and so's Bernice, but, I didn't buy any yet. She said theirs right here should be ripe towards the end of the month. And by the way, the infrared head for one of those lights is $23.95. Heck, you can buy a light for a few bucks more than that. That's crazy, ain't it? Well, I got a guy here that's looking at my roof, so I'm going to jump out and see what he has to say. They didn't call me and tell me about this. They were supposed to. See you later, Rusty. Send 0TR.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got to call somebody, get somebody to look at my roof, too, this week. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
W2T, KB4CBA. Okay, were you on 10 meters Saturday night?
On 10 meters.
It was pretty active. I've never made a contact on 10 meters. I've never seen anything on the waterfall on my 7300. But boy, Saturday night it was there were several waterfalls, and I forget what contact I made now, but anyway, it wasn't anything out of the country, but just sorry, a guy just pulled out in front of me. But it was just, you know, exciting to see 10 meters coming alive, and I've been talking to make some contacts out of the country on sideband on 17 meters.
Haven't been on, I usually get on a net of some sort at night, and I haven't been on just out there in the bands and all, but yeah, last night I was doing several other things, doing about four different things last night, so I was kind of multitasking, as they say. So, it is what it is, but anyhow. So, what was it, just a single sideband contact on 10 meters, or were you running a FT8 or something?
Single sideband. I don't think there was anybody doing any contesting or anything, but there were just several QSOs going on, and I just wanted to make, I just can't remember who I talked to and what state he was in. If he was like me, he was in a state of confusion.
That when you left yourself wide open, and I'm gonna be kind today. It's Monday, so I'm gonna be kind and let that one slide. And and everything, like I did one for Tom the other day. He left, boy, he said something, he left himself wide open, and I just could have laid into him, but I didn't. I was being my nice guy. Oh, so now you got your car all gassed up, and you won't run out, and your wife won't run out, so I guess you're on your way back home now, huh?
You hit the button for the garage door, and it's going up. Now put me in, our old one worked fine, but it was loud as hang, and I put me in one of these, belt-driven, and boy, that thing is super quiet, and, my son-in-law has one in his house, and so since I've heard his, I've wanted one, and this one's, you know, it's the original one. This house is, I don't know, about 15 years old, so it would be due probably a worm gear or something here pretty soon. So I just changed it out, and boy, this thing works good. It's super quiet.
Well, I guess you can go inside and take you a nap or something. And all, I had a late lunch. I didn't eat lunch until about 2:30 today. So anyway, well, I'll let you go so you can pull on inside the garage, and you know, be careful you don't let the garage door hit you in the head as it comes back down. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA W2T.
Well, I'm having to back in these days. I finally got everything cleared out of the storage building, and until I get everything arranged in the garage here, I'm having to back my car in because I can't open the door. I can't open the driver's door if I just pull straight in. You can hear my beeper telling me I'm about to hit my motorcycle. All right, 73 WU2T KB4CBA.